Meeting with S.S. Cohen, a devotee's diary. Yesterday, while waiting for Sri Kunjaswamy and Sri K. Natesan to arrive to continue the recordings of all the different Parayanas, Bhagavat and I took the opportunity to visit S.S. Cohen. He is now 83 years old, ill and weak. His hired Tamilian attendant had just helped him to walk out of his room and sit in a chair under the shade of the banyan trees. We also grabbed two chairs and sat facing him. As his attendant helped him into the seat, he told him something, which he immediately translated to us with a twinkle in his eye and a smile on his face. I just told him, "Observe me carefully, because 33 years hence, you are going to be in the same situation, old, feeble, and sick." This quip quickly put me at ease about his physical condition, and I cannot remember ever seeing such an old, feeble man exude such lightness and cheer. We presented to him our ashrama brochure and began describing Sri Bhagavan's abodes in New York City and Nova Scotia, Canada. I then offered him one of our treasured 6-ounce cans of Dole pineapple juice. He drank it with satisfaction. Bhakta Bhagavat then began describing to him his life and how he experiences Sri Bhagavan's presence. While pouring out his heart to this senior disciple of the Maharishi, he bent over and touched his feet several times and asked for his blessings. "You don't need my blessings," S.S. Cohen said. "Blessings are always flowing to you." Then Cohen continued, as if talking to himself, "I am old now. I have no desire to do anything." He paused. "Do you know? Indescribable peace crawls over you slowly. One does not even notice it. It is obvious that he is nearing death, but he is not sad, nor does he allow anyone else to be sad on this account." Later, he said to me, with that same twinkle and same smile, "If you want to take me to Canada, you will have to pay all the expenses. And I am not just talking about the airfare. You will have to pay the cost of burying me in the ground as well." He laughed. Later that evening, as I passed his room, the door was open and a dim light shone from within. There he was, sitting alone, quiet, eyes closed and at peace. Leaving the world behind, with the goal at hand, he sat waiting. What a lesson for a young aspirant like myself. By Dinesh Dayalu.